I'm Eleanor Boudreau, reporter with WKNO. Turf wars look imminent between the state legislature and the city of Memphis. Bills in Nashville aim to take land in the Memphis annexation area away from the city. The bills were written by Senator Mark Norris and Representative Curry Todd, both Republicans from Collierville. I called up senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News, Bill Dries, to talk about this. So why are suburban legislators getting involved in city annexations?
Because the annexation is key to the ongoing deliberations about schools consolidation and the possible formation of municipal school districts.
Yeah, and so if Collierville, for example, decides to create a municipal school district, the kids attending those municipal schools, they won't just be kids living in Collierville.
Right. There's a perception that the municipal school districts being talked about are just kids from Collierville, for instance, attending school buildings in Collierville. That's not the case at all. The goal here in each one of the municipal school districts outlined is for the children who attend that set of schools to continue attending that set of schools. For instance, Collierville has around 600 students of high school age who attend Houston Levy High School, which is in Germantown.
So these two bills, if they pass, will impact plans for municipal school districts in Bartlett, Germantown, Collierville, Arlington, and Lakeland. And if they pass, what will that mean for those towns?
It will mean that if a town decides to form a municipal school district, they would not have to really consult or work out any kind of agreement with the city of Memphis, because the land that they're talking about, the attendance zone that they're talking about, would not be under the city of Memphis control anymore.
So how is the Memphis City Council taking this?
Not well. They are probably going to put votes to annex the Grays Creek area in particular on as fast a track as they can, which means an annexation ordinance which requires three separate votes by the city council during the month of February.
Yeah, and it wasn't that long ago. I remember the city was having trouble collecting the trash. Is expanding the size of the city and thus the services that the city has to provide really a good idea?
That's always an issue. What level of service can you provide to those who are being annexed, and how quickly can you provide an increased level of service, and who pays for it?
Yeah, and in his State of the City address last week, Memphis Mayor A.C. Wharton talked a lot about planning and about building planning functions into city government that weren't there before. So if the city council goes through with a quick annexation, will that put a wrench in the mayor's plan for more planning?
It will, because this has to be done in a hurry. So you're not talking about a long-term plan for growth. Ideally, the city, any city, would want that to be something that's more well thought out than something that materializes and turns into a race to annexation in the space of a month. Mayor A.C. Wharton has also not been shy in the last day or so about saying that the city is probably going to wind up in court over this issue as well.
Okay, well, Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org, and click on the Memphis Daily News link.